Now, once we get to initiating therapy, it is clear, I think, from the data in this meta-analysis pulled together from 15 different studies. And what we have here is a Fisher plot that to the left of the vertical favors combination therapy. So we have prostanoid therapy. It's not statistically significant because the sum signal doesn't cross the line of equipoise here. For PDE5 inhibitors, there is a strongly significant benefit. And then for endothelin receptor antagonists, it's right on the edge of significance. This is not to say that the prostanoids are weaker. This is largely because the studies that were included in this meta-analysis did not show a statistically significant benefit for combination therapy. But you certainly could, I think, show this in infusion prostacyclins used in combination, but they were not included in this meta-analysis.